Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the 12th year of my weekly Angel Healing House radio program. My name is Claire Candy Hoff, and my name is also Angel Ariel, as I had an angelic walk-in experience on January 11th of 2003, which I write about in my award-winning number one Amazon international bestseller, I Am an Angelic Walk-in, the autobiography of Angel Ariel. Now, a lot of people don't know that this is the sequel to my other number one Amazon international bestseller, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. I'd like to welcome back my regular listeners, my followers. Lovely to be in your energies once more. Big welcome to those who are listening to the Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio for the very first time. If you're interested in any of my services as a Reiki master teacher, I love teaching Reiki, have done for 20 years all over the world. Intuitive counseling I do on those wonderful hour and a half, yes, hour and a half, angel tarot card readings, revealing and inspirational. I do also do past life clearings and ancestral healing. And, of course, those wonderful, transformative, re-energizing, recharging Reiki energy sessions. And they can be done online through distant healing to anywhere in the world. Please do phone me at Angel Healing House. And that number is 831-277-3716. And that's Eastern Standard Time. Excuse me. Or you can visit my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. Thank you to all of those people who have made donations for my free content. Maybe you've received a free mini angel reading. I've given out thousands of those over the last 12 years. If you would like to donate, I've left my PayPal link in the description box down below with all of my contact details. I see that we have several callers on the line. If you would like to call in for one of those free mini angel readings, please do call in on this number. It's 646-716-6794. And do remember that I start to pick up callers around 20, 25 minutes past the hour. But as we do every week here on Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio, We firstly investigate the astrological heavens. We go into those celestial areas to see how the energies, those planetary energies, will be affecting us. And boy, are we in a doozy of a week. As October is unfolding, I very much feel like its energies, October's energies, can be separated into two sections. With September's powerful energies, the souls of many in the collective were ready to finally bring to the surface and acknowledge deeply held, painful childhood traumas. Many needed to do this, to finally feel the resentment, feel the anger, the bitterness, and the sadness in order to heal it and to finally find closure with it. So the first half of October truly has been all about healing. This is why my angelic family, who I'm part of, we are called the Posse of Angels. Well, we kept urging everyone, no matter how much you wanted to just go and start your new journey and step onto your new path, we were urging everyone to rest and renew, as it takes an enormous amount of energy, and that takes sometimes stillness, reflection, inner work and contemplation, and above all, responsibility to compassionately and unconditionally love and forgive others and ourselves with great empathy and acceptance. The themes that these childhood traumas that were being held so deeply within us were our ability to be recognized and loved for exactly who we are and not for what someone wanted us to be. All of this deep healing work was preparing us for the 10-10 portal, which was on October the 10th. Now, the energetic signature of this double 10-10 energy, it's acting like an alchemical burst of fire to trigger change for our lives. Now, this cosmic gateway of energies that was on the 10-10, we still feel its energies. It's still open for us, and it's carrying both the frequency of endings starting anew, and it's acting like a cosmic bridge in a new direction. But this time, this bridge has a very different foundation. This bridge is creating a foundation of our loving ourselves unconditionally, recognizing who we are, and not being fearful of shining that out to the world. So one could say that this bridge has a very different foundation, one of heart space. Now, having created space within us by releasing so many and so much painful childhood trauma, this portal, along with the pre-eclipse energies, are acting like a swirling vortex in which there are many different types of galactic light codes that we now have access to, which will accelerate our evolutionary journey. Now, having taken back our power, no longer feeling stuck and drained by energies of childhood disappointment and pain, it truly is no surprise that this specific 10-10 energy is associated with regaining our independence and our sovereignty, getting our power back, and creating an opening for infinite potential and limitless possibilities. The number 10, or 1, holds the energy of starting anew in any of your area of your life. This could be in love, relationship, career, or business, or moving to a new location. All of these changes will not be made on a whim or randomly chosen at this time, as many in the collective know that with all changes that we've been through, this time each of these will be made by fulfilling our soul's highest destiny or mission, and many are allowing themselves to co-create with God, Source, Creator, and Spirit, who work in the realm of infinite possibilities and, yes, miracles. As we feel this sovereignty returning and increasing in our energy field, many will feel their personal power increasing, sparking new ideas, and this will start to attract energies of support and leadership. Now, when the Posse of Angels mention leadership, many of us have been preparing and clearing the way inside of us to step into leadership roles, but there are many that are going to be drawing, many in the collective are drawing in their soul tribes. And this will happen specifically for many between October 14th, which is the solar new moon eclipse, and the Taurus full moon eclipse, which is on October 28th. That is an extraordinary period when many will be drawing their soul tribes to themselves for collaborating, for connection, for encouragement, for support, for that feeling of being home. And many of those connections will include those people in leadership roles to help us launch our projects, our endeavors, our ideas, and to collaborate together. It's such an exciting time. Now, with the increase of our powerful energies, many will feel like they are leaping into new higher dimensional timelines if you allow yourself, which will match the internal support that we are now giving to ourselves. Diving into the depths of the ocean of this energy field, this 1010 energy, well, it's helping us to feel immersed and bathed with self-confidence and joy and the uplifting of our spirits. Now, also, as if this wasn't enough, also on October 10th, we had Pluto, the planet of death and rebirth, ending its retrograde and going direct. This powerful energy is clearing away anything that is outdated and completely wiping the slate clean of 100 years of old negative karma, which will help us shift realities and transform many people's lives. This will be especially true in the area of love and, yes, finances. In the area of finances, illusions and beliefs of unworthiness around money and wealth, which were established in childhood, and now that the slate is karmically cleaned, that's being cleared, allowing for our rebirth and welcoming in our inherent birthright to not only feel rich, but to experience being financially and monetarily rich in this incarnation. Then, if that wasn't enough with Pluto and the 1010, but wait, there's more. Tomorrow, we have the luckiest day, one of the most sacred days of the whole year, which is Friday the 13th. Now, you might be saying to yourself, oh, that's unlucky, or, you know, there are a lot of superstitions around it. But like many things, we have been lied to about that number 13. The number 13 is the number of the divine feminine. It is the number of empowerment. It's the number of that that deep feminine intuition and knowing. And because of its power and its sacred energies, it was kidnapped and hijacked and demonized to be, a number to stay away from. That's why a lot of streets don't are number 13s, and they don't have number 13 in certain floors and buildings and things like that. But it is one of the luckiest numbers and the most sacred. So if you can do something acknowledges and cherishes the divine feminine inside of you, that soft, intuitive knowing, tomorrow, make your wishes, because this is one of the most important days, that 13th number out of the year. So what an extraordinary energy, all those three energies that are preparing us for a super rare new moon solar eclipse on October 14th. We can feel it coming. Some fun facts about this powerful occurrence. Well, this solar eclipse will be 4 hours long. It can be seen worldwide and will be the last solar eclipse of 2023. This one will be an annular, and which means it'll be a ring of fire eclipse. It's so nicknamed because it will totally block out the sun, and all that can be seen is the edge of the sun's fiery light, which creates a ring of fire. The last time, we experienced a new moon solar eclipse was 20 years ago, making this event really rare. 20 years ago. I'm not sure if it was an eclipse season or not, but my whole life changed because, as I write in my book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, I went to a Come As Your Favorite Rockstar party with my long curly hair as Stevie Nicks. I met Elvis Presley there, and 5 days later he asked to marry me, and 2 months later we were married on the beach in Noosa Heads in Queensland, not far from where we were living. And this twin flame journey of mine and ours began. So if that happened 20 years ago, I wonder what's going to happen now that these eclipses are showing up in this year. As this type of eclipse usually coincides with power shifts in leadership, bringing with a great deal of change and transformation, the energies of this amazing occurrence will change the fate of many. Now, as many in the collective have raised their consciousness and shed anything and anyone who was lowering our frequencies to access our multidimensional power within, we've elevated our energies to being able to be in and access zero point frequency. Now, what does that mean? Zero point is that connection to the higher realms, acting solely from our divine eternal natures. And it's a place of bliss. It's a place of wholeness. It's a place of purity, our connection to God Source Creator. It's not a place of worry, doubt, fear, or questioning things or trying to figure out things. Now, being at this zero point for many will have caused the veil to become extremely thin, increasing our ability to connect with God, Source, Creator, and Spirit, and the angels to step into our roles as being co-creators in the world. Eclipses are always quantum jumps into consciousness, and whether they eclipse something into our lives or something out of our lives to make room for, they're both done, for something new to come in, this is both done, so that something new can come in. And ultimately, eclipses are about putting us where we need to be for our soul's greatest growth. Now, these big leaps will help us to step forward in the next stage of our soul's evolution. So, if eclipse is putting us where we are fated and destined to be, what can we do to prepare for them? Well, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that truly the best thing that we can do is to recharge, re-energize, and ground ourselves, really ground ourselves in Mother Nature, and be creative for what is to come. They are also adding for us to have fun and play. Pete and I went to the Sacred Heart Church Carnival last night and just watched the rides, and of course, I had to have some cotton candy for my remembrances of going to a carnival as a child and having so much fun. Having fun and playing in that energy, are doing more than you possibly could imagine now, having cleared the slate of our inner childhood inner traumas that we were carrying around, and allowing the inner child to come out and play. Now, the Posse of Angels is speaking to those who, like me, being a Libran, are overthinkers, and our go-to is our intellect. We overthinkers need to let go. We just need to surrender and release all thinking as we try to figure things out. Because, quite frankly, going into the next part of October. It's like jumping timelines into a world of enchantment, wonder, and miracles. It's going to be that way for many. And there is no figuring out our fated karmic destiny coming in during the eclipse season from October 14th and through to October 28th when we have that Taurus lunar eclipse. Now, by focusing on recharging and regenerating ourselves physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, it opens the channel to the divine. It helps us stay in the moment. What it does is it helps us rest in the arms of God, Source Creator. Being creative has the same energy to open up the channel and abundantly to God, Source Creator. Now, finding ways to nurture and nourish ourselves will increase our light within, and it will strengthen our immune systems, our well-being, and our overall health. Allow yourself, one of the greatest things we can do now is allow yourself to be okay where exactly you are before the eclipse and go with the flow. Don't push anything. Don't try to make something happen. For all this will do is diminish your light and your energy and lead to frustration. Because as a collective, we've been programmed to do more and go and achieve more and more. This goes counter to bringing a sense of ease and grace and acceptance to our lives. We need to allow ourselves to be exactly where we are and to be really okay with that and to feel blessed being where we are. Through all this, the Posse of Angels wishes to remind us all that the universe is so very proud of you. The universe is so very proud of you for calling back your power and recognizing just how worthy and deserving you truly are of recognition. They wish us to remember that when we align with our divine purpose, we align with abundance, and we allow ourselves to be divinely guided and provided for by the universe in the most magical and miraculous of ways. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that we have arrived at a time when all our past karma has been paid, and it's like it's stamping on there, paid in full, no longer held or restricted to any limitations, free to create our realities, free to create worlds and universes that we wish to live in. This has happened not in spite of, but because of the many challenges that we endured and triumphed over along the way. Keep your heart open now. Divine connections with our soul tribes will now enter as the timing is right to fill the world with great light and great love through our collaborations. Now, whether this romantic love, collaborations in business, or feelings of coming home to ourselves, it will cause such an enormous tipping point of love that the world has not seen in thousands upon thousands of years, probably all the way back to Atlantis and Lemuria. Embrace your contribution and this remarkable time here on planet Earth. You've been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, Angel Ariel, here on Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio that airs every week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you would like to delve into any of my wonderful services, my intuitive counseling, my angel tarot card readers, those wonderful restorative recharging energy healing sessions, which can be done through distant healing to anywhere in the world, or find out more about my award-winning number one international best-selling books, please go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. Without further ado, if you would like to call in for a free mini angel reading, please do call into the show on 646-716-6794. Let's go to our first caller. 718, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff, Angel Ariel. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Stephanie from New York.
Hello, Stephanie. How are you? Happy eclipse season. How are you with all of these energies swirling around?
I've been not feeling so great, although it sounded really nice when you were talking about it. But I've been sick, and then also I guess like everything going on in Israel is really affecting me. There's a I have a friend over there. I used to take care of him when he was little. Started when he was 2 months old, and you know, and then he moved to Israel after college, and now he's in the army over there. And I've been just so worried about him and what he's going through, and just sort of feeling a lot of fear, which I'm trying not to, and I can't reach him, and I don't know. I don't normally pay attention to the news and things going on in the Middle East.
What we can see is all that went on from 2019 over those 3 years, how many lies we were told by the media, how many lies we were told by those people supposedly in authority, and how much we were the deception and the corruption that was done. Many things that are shown to us are have another agenda, and you worrying and having fear is actually adding to the sparking of separation and division. If we could only see our power that we have in every thought that we have. You know, I think it's called the butterfly effect, that when a butterfly moves its wings over in Asia, on some level we feel it on the other side of the world, because we're all one and we all contribute. So instead of worrying fear, which you know is not doing any good, you can say, I'm sending light to the area of green healing light. I'm sending unconditional love, big pink waves of that to that, and I'm sending my love and my care and my comfort and my my wishes and my prayers. These things will make an enormous difference. The worry and the fear is actually escalating. Or it's like putting more kindling on the fire. If you can see it that way, you'd say, "Oh well, I don't want to add to escalating. Find things that you can be grateful for. Find things that that remind you of peace. Increase peace in your life. I used to say, I would never go to an anti-war rally. I'd go to a peace rally. I would." You know, our words are very powerful. So for your own, and you're not feeling very well. Worry, fear, doubt, stress, and all of those things depress our immune system, depress those emotional. 85 to 90% of the body is held up or supported by our emotions. And when we dip into the worry, fear, then it contributes to lowering our defenses of our immune system, and then this can cause dis-ease to enter the body. You know, that's why two people can be exposed to somebody, and if somebody has a high vibrational energy around them, of course, if their body is more alkaline than acid, they are less likely to be affected by whatever they've been exposed to, because the ground has to be fertile to then make something take a hold on us or not. So they really want you to think about, has the worry and the fear helped him any? It's actually put more kindling on the fire over there. And when you think about it that way, you go, "Oh, I don't want to do that. I don't want to contribute to that."
Yeah, I understand that. And I have also prayed, and I've sent the pink and the green light and all of that. But then I still, dip into it, or I or I worry, like, you know, is he sleeping okay? How is he going to be traumatized by this? Or I feel guilty. I have a bed and a shower and, you know, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to just send the light, but I feel also the other stuff and the helplessness.
Right.
And,
well,
you know,
one of the things that,
you know, he's like grew up in a small town, went to a private school in a small town private college. And I just have this, I just don't see him as someone, you know, he's sensitive, he's kind, and this is just such a brutal place for him to be. It makes me worry for his sweet, sensitive soul
One of the most important words you just use is, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he's safe. Maybe he's found, family, or maybe he's found, a place where he's safe and he's protected and he has a bed.
He's in the army. So he's
okay.
He's fighting. Yeah.
But you also don't, you said, I don't know. I don't know. And because you don't know, I'm not saying just you, but we've all been programmed to think the worst. We've all been programmed to put our emphasis on those things that, could go wrong.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's the main thing here, is our programming of what could go wrong instead of seeing him in as safe and bringing peace to the region, and remembering if it is on the media, then it is most likely something put there to distract us, that was created to lower our frequencies and keep us in fear, rather than looking towards our divine eternal natures. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Stephanie. Okay, those cards are here. Okay. And knock, knock, knock. Okay, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Okay. And this is in regard, let's ask them specifically, because you're asking about your friend and any messages surrounding that.
Yeah.
And his situation. Okay.
Thank you.
One more shuffle. Okay. And let's switch. 1, 2, 3. Okay. This is a bit of a doozy. The Four of Wands comes out. This is also the home card. This is the card of, they're saying that you feel particularly, affected by him being over there and involved, because they're saying that you've been actually not only together, but you were married in a previous previous incarnation. That's why you're really, really affected by this. They're also saying that as of today, he is safe. As of today, he is safe. His mood actually, when you say, you know, he's so sweet and he's so kind and he's a lovely person, he's actually more stable than you think he is. And while he doesn't like the situation, he's been, brutally trained. And his not only to do what he needs to do, but his emotional needs, his emotions, are more stable than your fear is allowing you to believe. So this is a great card to come out in regard to him being safe, and his emotional mood is not what you think it is. He's really okay. The next card coming out for you is the Three of Swords. Now, this is the card of sorrow. This is your default. This is your default. And remember, anyone out there, I don't belittle, you know, what's going on in the world in any way, but it's that sorrow that we feel for somebody in a war-torn area. Everyone has contracted, I don't know, it doesn't matter who they are, when they will leave this earth plane and the circumstances that they will leave by. And they do this for themselves, and they do this for the people left here on earth. And the light just, it's a rainy day here, and the light just beamed into my office. So while we don't, you know, are unhappy when somebody crosses over, you know, our worry and our stress and our fearfulness around this, I'm not saying that it's for naught, but I'm saying that everyone writes into their contract, and nobody passes or crosses over too early or too late. And sometimes somebody's passing is the greatest teacher that we could ever ask for, because it touches so many lives. The next card that's coming out is the Three of Cups. Now, this is the Soul Tribe card. This is one of the things that the Posse of Angels are saying about this, whether you want to see it as a false flag or orchestrated war, is that it's the final act that will bring many people together on the planet, and it will reveal a great deal of underhanded, corrupt, and deceptive things that have been going on. And while we don't want to see death and destruction as necessarily a good thing, sometimes humanity has to be woken up through the most horrific things in order for their eyes to be open to finally see what has been going on, like we did for the past 3 years, and how much we were lied to and the deception. So I hope that's been helpful to you, Stephanie. We're sending healing, and we're sending our prayers of love to you and your friend in Israel. So have a beautiful day and take care.
Sorry. I had one other question. When I do try to picture him and sending the light, I've been struggling with it because I just see other stuff. I see, you know, danger around him, and it scares me. I sort of stop.
That's a default. The only thing that you can do is just keep pursuing it and saying, you know, I pray for him, and I'm surrounding him in light, and I know that it's God's will and His will, whatever happens, and then just rest. Try to rest comfortably in that. So have a beautiful day, and we're sending you lots of love. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Let's go to our next caller. We have 951. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff, Angel Ariel. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Nathaniel from California.
It's Nathaniel. How are you, Nathaniel? Happy eclipse season to you.
Good.
What is your question today?
I wanted a message from Spirit.
Okay. What is going on in your life?
I'm just trying to be healthy as I can, and I have a beautiful new apartment, and I'm wanting to see maybe if there's a new career path for me, or I probably know I need an instrument, but I was hoping something from the angel.
Well, you know,
what I'm hearing
is not now doesn't mean not ever. Just because it hasn't manifested yet doesn't mean that it's not on its way to you. So with tomorrow being one of the luckiest days in the world, in our calendar year being Friday the 13th, They actually want you to write down a list of things that you would like to bring in. And, you know, because eclipses take things out of our life to, in order to create space to bring in the new. So you could write down, I am so grateful and I am so thankful for a new instrument coming into my life. I don't put any restrictions on the how. And, you know, I love this. I love my new instrument. I love that it was divinely gifted to me. And all I have to do is be, all I had to do was be open to receive it. You always want to write, Nathaniel and everyone else, as if it's in the present tense, okay? So you're grateful and you're thankful. Your job is not to figure it out now because you're working directly with spirit. And as we know, spirit works in the area of synchronicities, serendipity, magic, and miracles. You know, when something is given to you, it just seems too bizarre. Now, you know, I had an experience like this. This past week was my birthday,
yeah.
And a friend of mine sent me, a money plant. I've never had a money plant before, and it's in the pride of place on my desk. And I said, isn't that lovely? And I looked up the feng shui place that the money plant needed to be in, and then I felt an urge to go to this beautiful, beautiful park that's only about 10 minutes from us and walk around the lake. It's called Round Lake, and it has every kind of Floridian bird that there is. There's wood storks and ibises and egrets and cormorants. Anyway, as I was walking around, I looked down on the ground, and there was a dollar bill. Now, was this just a coincidence with my friend, you know, giving me this money plant and the dollar bill on the ground? I prefer to see it as the way that spirit works. Spirit works in absolute bizarre ways. And the more that we can open to receive them, it's going to be better for us. So they want you to write down, And then when you say to the universe, I am so grateful and thankful for this instrument coming into my life, then I want you to close your eyes and feel what it feels like to be playing this instrument. Feel the joy, feel the satisfaction, feel the love that you have for it, all of these things. And then these energies, and during eclipse season, you might be just absolutely gobsmacked at the way this is going to come to you. Now, everyone else, you can do this. You can do this for new employment. You know, I've said all along to write down, I am so grateful and thankful for my new job. You don't even have to know what it is. You know, I love working with like-minded people. I love my new home. You know, you should say it in the present tense, and this is going to help you enormously be open to receive, especially tomorrow, because it's the divine feminine number 13, which is so, so powerful. It's not something to be demonized and looked at as something superstitious.
It's sacred.
It is a sacred number. Yes, Nathaniel, it is. And a lot of the patriarchal, domineering powers that be, they knew how powerful it was for instinct and intuition. And so that's why they demonized it. So get out your paper and pen, you know, get out there and write that. Now let's go to the cards and see what helpful messages are coming in for our lovely Nathaniel, and see what is going to be coming in for you as you open yourself up to receive. That's, you know, because we can do all the affirmations and say things till the cows come home, but if we're not open to receive, nothing's going to come in. Whoa, look at this, sweetheart. You got the Three of Wands.
Yep.
Three of Wands is seeing your ship come in. And three is the number of creation and miracles. On my Angel Healing House tarot cards, I have a white dog. And the white dog, they're drawing my attention to this lovely white dog, it's telling you to have faith. It's telling you to trust. You know, quite frankly, Nathaniel and everyone else, the universe knows you better than you know yourself. It just does. And it wants to give you what you want to manifest. But we have to be in a receiving mode and feel that we are worthy and deserving of this coming in. Where we trip ourselves up is that we try to push and control the way that it comes in, and that's limited. That is very, very difficult, whereas the universe can work in infinite possibilities to give to us. So that is a corker of a card to come out. Oh, my gosh, you go from the 3 to the 6. Wow. You go from the 3 to the 6. The 6 of Swords is the card of movement. It's the card of, traditionally, it's, you know, going from rough waters to smooth waters, but it's the card of moving things along in the direction that you wish to go in. So I love that that card has come out for you as well. And the next card that's coming out for you, oh, my gosh, it's the 9 of Cups. It's the wish card. And this is saying that your wish is coming true. Just do not put your focus on when and how it comes in, but keep saying, I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful that the universe, that I have my instrument in my hand, feel it in your hand, and then you have to let go and release and surrender as to how this is going to come to you. But what I just noticed is you received 3, 6,
nice.
And then 9.
Yeah, right.
The significance of this 3, 6, 9.
Really holy, isn't that? That's really miraculous there, isn't that?
It is miraculous. Thank you, Nathaniel. It is miraculous. Nikola Tesla said that if we knew, and I'm just getting shivers all over, the significance of the 3, of the 6, and of the 9, we would be able to create universes. So this tells me that you need to, during the day, you need to write down, thank you, I'm so grateful. You know, I'm grateful for this instrument in my hands now, and to feel this. You need to do this 3 times in the morning. You need to do it 6 times at noon and at 9 times at night. And that's the 3, 6, 9. It's a magical alchemical process, and it works unbelievably. So, and at the bottom of your deck, is the Chariot. This is a card. Now that you've recognized this powerful energy inside of you, then you'll have this movement forward to what you desire. So you got 2 cards, really 3 cards of movement. The 3 of Wands, the 6 of Swords, and the Chariot. They're all cards of movement. So I hope all that's been helpful to you. What a magical call-in today.
Very, very helpful. Thank you very much, Claire Candy. Appreciate
well, you have. Yeah, I appreciate you, too. You have a magical day. And, when this happens, let us know and call back in.
I thought about you on your birthday. I met another girl with the same birthday as you, and I told her
about you,
and I told her to call you. I don't think, anyway, she was a lovely gal, and I'll appreciate you very much. Thank you.
All right. Well, you have an absolutely blessed day. Take care, Nathaniel. We'll talk soon. Bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye. What? What a magical, magical reading. If you would like to call in for a free mini angel reading, please do call in on 646-716-6794. We did have 2 callers before, but they have seemed to drop out. And since I don't have any other callers, I will go to my enchanted map cards and just ask the posse of angels. I'll do a bit of a shuffle here. And see if they have any extra messages that come out for us. going into this eclipse week. I mean, this energy that has been preparing us, you know, forget about the 10-10. Let's go back. And that very difficult September that many went through, it was brutal for many, as so many things surrounding our childhood traumas came up. And then having to deal with that under the fiery full moon and having things revealed to us, that was, I think that was on the 29th. And so, you know, going into this 10-10, going into this, you know, having addressed and healed all that karmic cycle that we're in, the 10-10 Pluto going direct, rebirthing ourselves into a new timeline, a new energy of light here on planet Earth, you know, sort of with it being Friday the 13th. I mean, there's just so many energies which are supporting, opening us to this new journey that we are about to step up on. So again, don't try to force anything. Don't try to make anything happen. Remember, when we're in the higher dimensions, things happen with ease and grace. We don't have to force anything. We don't have to push anything. But we need to be open to receive. And the way we do that is by resting, relaxing. Don't give in to fear and doubt. Find ways to be creative. And, of course, ground ourselves into Mother Earth. The first card from this enchanted map deck that popped out is the card of Protecting Treasure. Beautiful cards, if you're interested. They're by Colette Baron-Reed. You are always divinely protected and directed. Now, this is what I was speaking about, is you don't have to push and you don't have to force anything. Nurture that which you hold dear inside of you. It's a good time to strengthen your bond with your loyal heart and what you know to be true. If you really do find yourself in worry and doubt, please take your refuge under the angel's wings, because you're never alone. And truly, fear is an illusion. Embrace your courage and embrace your energies. Nurture that which you hold dear and your loyalty to your vibrational frequency at this time, especially in this recent conflict, whether you believe it's a false flag, whether you believe it's actually happening, but whether you believe it was orchestrated to plunge us back down into fear and chaos and drama, know that your safety is in your vibrational frequency inside of you, and all will be well. The next card that is coming out for us in these orders, let's take them in the order that they came back, is the 44 card. 44, to me, is always the number of angels. So there are two cards here. Your true strength comes not from self-reliance alone, but from your sincere faith in a higher power. There is a theme here that all is well. You know, have courage for the magic and the alchemical process of life to form in your life. When you remember that your real strength comes from a combination of not only your efforts and your intentions and your desires, but that your reliance to co-create and work and let spirit work through you. Then all becomes possible and you can do absolutely everything. But you have to have the strength to be able to bypass the ego, bypass that programming of defaulting to what could go wrong, to what has the infinite possibilities to become, to be wonderful in your life. The next card we jump to 46, which is coming apart. And many people feel that they're breaking away. They've been broken away from their old lives. They've been separated. Those karmic cycles are now all have been dissolved in order for us to step into a new timeline. And as eclipses eclipse things out of our lives, if someone wishes to break away from you, don't chase a relationship or sense it as being in fear. Sense it as the separation is there for your greatest good and the greatest good of all concerned. So sometimes a lot with the, like in the tarot, when, the tower card appears, things have to be taken out of our life and broken down in order for a breakthrough to come in. And the next card that's coming in for us is called the Magic Stream. This is number 18. It's a nine card. Everything is connected through the universal flow and consciousness. Now, this is what I mentioned to the caller, Stephanie, is that we don't want to put, any kindling on any fire, any fire of conflict, of drama, of chaos, because what we think and what we feel and what we hold in our hearts is a huge collective awareness, and it's a storehouse of potential. You hold the continuity of life, and you can steer it in whatever direction you want to experience now. Try from now until the end of October, really, to see those possibilities working out by putting your magical alchemical, like you're a shapeshifter, to create worlds. You can create a world of peace. You can create a world in which people get along. You can create a world in which there's harmony. And you can contribute to that. Don't ever think that what you do does not have any influence, because each and every one of us is contributing, either contributing to the light, contributing to peace on earth, or putting more kindling on that fire of chaos and drama. So that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you to my callers who called in, and thank you to all the listeners out there. Remember that Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio airs every week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. If you would like to book any of my services, please do go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com, or you can find information about my books. They can be purchased through my website. They can be purchased through Amazon or other outlets as they're wholesaled through Ingram here in the States and Bertram in the UK, and they can be ordered in through most any bookstores all over the place. And they're also available in audiobook form, as my husband and I were executive producers on this, on the audiobooks. And I'm the narrator, and of course, the Angel Ariel character in the book. So go out, everybody, and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Well, we are wishing you love, and as always, angel blessings. And we look so forward to speaking with you again. So have an extraordinary week, everyone. Take care. Bye.